Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
この番組はジャパントップ10ナンバーワンの J-POP ポッドキャストです。このエピソードはスペシャルエピソードです。You're listening to Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music podcast. You're listening to a special episode on Japan Top
10. Hello everyone, and welcome to episode 468, Japan Top 10's April 2023 special. And today we're talking about songs from our beloved Japanese rom-coms. I'm your host Shana, and
I'm Kusei. I'm a new host at Japan Top 10.
We have a new face with us. Yes. Quickly, before we get into the episode itself, we have a couple of announcements. So if you want to join our team, we're looking for various staff members, including audio editors, content producers, and of course, on-air hosts like Kuze and I, to join the podcast. So go ahead and join the biggest and best Japanese music-based podcast out there. And you can go ahead and check out our website at jtop10.jp/join for all the details.
Want to advertise on our podcast? Market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts. Reach up to potentially 7,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis. With advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. Find the full details at jtop10.jp to find out an advertising plan that will suit your company's needs.
And our advertisements are not limited to companies. If you're an indie Japanese music artist, create Japanese music, and you know, want some exposure, you can go ahead and get in touch with our music director by sending them an email at nola@jtop10.jp, along with the song that you would like to feature on the podcast. And who knows, maybe one day we'll be talking about you on one of the episodes.
If you're enjoying this episode, remember, you can receive the full version of this episode by becoming a Patreon donor, just starting at $1. Plus, you'll receive this episode without any announcements or interruptions, just commentary and music. Check out our website at jtop10.jp/club for details.
And I guess, like, very, very quickly, you've heard his voice, but now we get to introduce you to our brand new on-air host, Kuze. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure thing. Hi everyone, I'm Kuze. I'm Turkish and I've been learning Japanese for 3 years. I'm looking forward to being a part of the podcast.
Yay! So this is your first episode. Are you excited? Okay, so what do you know about, like, Japanese rom-coms? Are you a rom-com fan?
I wouldn't say so. I'm more on the 2D side of things.
Oh, yeah.
Rom-com anime.
Oh, okay, yeah. No, I'm normally an anime aficionado myself, but Japanese rom-coms have a special place in my heart. I saw a couple on this list that are my favorites, so I'm really excited to dive into the memorable, quirky world of our favorite couples and Japanese dramas. So would you like to start us off, Kuze?
Awesome. Sure thing. Japanese rom-coms are distinguishable from other genres in many ways, but one characteristic that makes each rom-com unique is their drastically diverse plots, music, and characters. And for our sake, they include any series or movie that incorporates the elements of romance and comedy into its cast and story.
Absolutely. And Japanese rom-coms have seen massive fame, and they've not only accelerated the careers of the actors, but also the artists who perform the theme songs or the music in the episodes. So you will find that music is an integral part of these films and series, without which, I mean, they may not be as famous as they are today.
Right. Also, most rom-coms have their soundtracks made exclusively for themselves, and it is a common practice for producers to compile the songs into an album and release them several days or weeks after the release date of the show.
Absolutely. And, you know, another, like, common misconception is that Japanese rom-coms can be confused with J-dramas. So, but it's important to note that it's a subcategory of the J-drama genre. So although most well-known J-dramas just happen to be rom-coms, there are also stuff like crime, thriller, comedy, horror, jidaigeki or period dramas. And these are just like a couple under the mass, like the vast umbrella of J-dramas.
Right. And also, rom-coms come in the form of TV series usually that are released according to a 3-month seasonal schedule. And the fact that television is one of the most widespread types of media in Japan makes rom-coms essentially common knowledge there. Their success is mostly determined by viewer counts and ratings, which is also what is important for the networks that air them.
Absolutely. One of the most like famous television programs or shows are Fuji Television, NTV, TBS, and even television programs like NHK, which is one of the few networks that has its very own orchestra, kind of also show the emphasis that the Japanese drama industry has put on music, right? So we can't talk about J-dramas without talking about their iconic soundtracks.
Absolutely, yeah. So should we get started on the songs?
Absolutely, I'm excited to jump into the world of Japanese romance, comedy, drama, and more. So our first song is Wakai Hiroba by Keisuke Kuwata. And it was released on August 23rd, 2017, and it's from another famous Japanese drama, Hiyoko.
Number 4. Kotoba oriru atsui to iki wa mou ichido koi wa velvet ikashita silhouette to ni kaeranu anu toki o kimi to kawashita kisu are ga seishun datta kana yubi o karame oshi wo miage futari ne kono
Oh,
And that was Wakai Hiroba. So Keisuke Kuwata, the singer, is an impressive individual. He's led several bands, excels in multiple instruments, and writes music for many movies and shows, as well as other artists. So most of his inspiration is from American folk music from like the 20th century. And this has influenced artists all over the world, not just Keisuke Kuwata. He also does a generous amount of charity work, mainly through his performances. So this powerhouse of a man has given us an amazing song for an amazing drama.
And Wakai Hiroba, I think, means a young plaza or a young meeting place.
Yes.
Which also connects to long vacation, I think.
Absolutely. And the story itself, the drama Hiyoko, is one of twists and turns where our main character, Mineko Yatabe, she's dragged from her small hometown all the way to Tokyo on this hunt for her lost father. She's a whimsical, falls in love with several people kind of gal, and you know, with every time she reaches closer to finding her father, when you know, she meets more people. And this had very high viewer ratings as well. So, well-received show with a beautiful sentimental ballad to match. The song's theme of, you know, looking back on cherished memories and, you know, appreciating the present moment is all completely encapsulated by Keisuke Kuwata's tender vocals. And, you know, the music video also features footage from Hiyoko. So this adds to the wistful, reflective tones of the show and song.
I believe our content producer and host Connor also likes this rom-com a lot, right?
Oh, okay. So this is, I guess, a personal recommendation from Connor of sorts here. And, you know, a personal recommendation from me as well. I really enjoyed this one too. Can't help but root for her. She's just trying her best. It's very cute.
I personally haven't seen this one, but I'll be sure to check it out. So thanks for the recommendation. And on number 3, we have La 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 Love Song by Toshinobu Kubota and Naomi Campbell. It was released on December 2nd of 1996 from Long Vacation.
Number 3. して止まらないように動き出したメロディーラララララララ
This song became Toshinobu Kubota's first number one single on Oricon charts, remaining on the chart for 10 weeks. It became a collaboration project when he met Naomi Campbell, a world-famous English supermodel, businesswoman, singer, and actress in New York City.
And, I mean, then the song made its resurgence in 2011 when it managed to rank 73rd on Billboard Japan's Hot 100 chart. And to this day, it is Kubota's signature song. I guess this is a recommendation for long vacation from Connor, and I personally haven't watched either, so definitely going up on my list, especially after this song. I didn't know, okay, I'm going to be completely honest, I didn't know Naomi Campbell sings. So this was the perfect, like, surprise ever, right?
Right, same here, right.
So Long Vacation is about a professional pianist, Sena, who ends up rooming with a random bride, Minami, but the bride's husband recently ran away. The romance, though, does come to fruition through Sena and Minami's ever-changing relationship, and the humor oftentimes between the two characters or their meddlesome friends just adds to, like, the joy and energy and love that the show gets. The song's upbeat melody, catchy choruses, make it a feel-good tune that, I mean, it's definitely a dancing song. It's a classic J-pop hit, personally. The lyrics that talk about, you know, joy and excitement of falling in love just add to the fun, playful vibe. And I guess now the song is a recommendation from us and the show is a recommendation from Connor, which I will definitely be taking into account.
Yeah. Connor likes it and I have to check it out.
And that brings us to, like, coming down on our list. It's kind of heartbreaking, but, you know, what's a rom-com without a little bit of heartbreak, right? So our next song is Hikaru Nara by Goose House, which was released on February 25th, 2015, and it's from a beloved anime. This is one of our rare anime introductions in the J-drama set. It doesn't necessarily come under J-drama, but we have to include it. And it is from the famous beloved anime, Your Lie in April.
Number 2.
その手をもう離さないで
this song was Hikaru Nara by Goose House, and it peaked at the 11th place on the Oricon Singles chart, and actually has two different music videos. One is full length, while the other is a shorter version.
I just love Shigatsuwa Kimi no Uso, or Your Love in April. If you haven't watched it, you need to check it out.
Absolutely. It's such a lovely, heartbreaking romance anime. And of course, Goose House comes in with an absolutely amazing song to match.
Right. What's unique with Goose House was that every member is a singer or songwriter, so you'll find all of them playing some instrument while also singing. The band formed for a project in 2011 that involved grouping these kinds of musicians under a single roof to live together and to make music. After the project ended, they decided to continue recording music under this name, Goose House. They eventually disbanded, but however, several of their previous members created the new group called Play Goose.
Glad to see that Goose House is keeping that legacy going, but you know, we can't talk about the song without talking about Your Lie in April, right? And Kuze, as a fan of Your Lie in April, would you like to talk us through, without too many spoilers for those who haven't watched it, but would you like to talk us through Your Lie in April?
Sure thing. So, disclaimer, it's notoriously tear-jerking. It's sad. But there's also a fair amount of humor and heavy romance, making it a perfect addition to this list. There are also live-action series based off of the manga as well. So, Your Lie in April heavily revolves around pianists, with the main character losing his ability to play after a death in the family. It's a must-see anime, as I said, if you haven't seen already. So if you're into rom-coms, and especially anime, you've probably already seen Your Lie in April, but if not, go see it.
It's a recommendation from Kuze. You guys are just getting the romance recommendations left, right, and center. But I mean, and for good reason, right? Because if you, like, after listening to Hikaru Nara, you just have to go watch it, right? Because this is such a beautiful ballad that mixes guitar and piano with lyrics that talk about love and loss. It captures the essence of Your Lie in April so well, right? And it's such a powerful climax with, like, soaring harmonies, and you know, it talks about courage, and I love this song. This is one of, I got goosebumps listening to this the very first time I did. And to this day, it still brings about that feeling, that little shiver down your spine when you listen to it. I love this song.
And Hikaru Nara means if it shines, Hikaru to shine Nara if. So it's also an interesting title.
I know, it perfectly ties into the plot and the show itself.
Right, and the lyrics as well. It's like, it was you, the one who made me realize that the darkness will come to an end, so yeah.
That's beautiful. Oh, that is genuinely, it's such a beautiful line. Oh, you will cry. I'm this is like a disclaimer. It's already been said multiple times, but you will definitely cry.
I agree. I mean, even I did, and I don't really cry for anime, but this was an exception.
And I guess if we're going to talk about tears, we're shedding one right now because we're coming down to our last song. Kuze, would you like to take us through our last song on this list of love, loss, and more?
Sure thing. And our number one is Megami no Kiss, which means Goddess's Kiss, from R.I.P. Slime, which was released on May 30th of 2012 from Legal High.
Number one.
This was PES, or do you pronounce it PES?
It's PES, yeah, yeah, I mean.
Makes sense.
I think it's a proper pronunciation. I mean, it works either way. So
this was PES, I suppose, from RIP, or is that RIP? RIP Slime?
I think that's a debated word. I mean, do you say RIP or RIP? But either way, I guess RIP Slime, RIP Slime, whatever floats
yeah.
your boat.
Is it like rest in peace, or is it RIP, like to rip?
I'm not actually sure. I guess that means we need to go back and, you know, ask RIP Slime.
I think it's RIP. I mean, it's stylized in all caps, but I think it's actually RIP Slime, like RIP written as a word. Anyways, it was from RIP Slime's first solo debut, but he said that it has something he had wanted to do for 2 years before. He finds that these solo projects were very important for his self-expression, where he can present both his guitar playing and voice. He's also the first of his group members to lead a solo career, although he does plan to stay and contribute to RIP Slime as much as possible.
And of course, he's given us an amazing song for another fun drama. We spoke about Legal High a bit before, when we spoke about the Confidence
right,
Man
right.
JP, sorry. And it's because it's written by the same person.
Ryota Kosawa.
Correct. And Legal High takes a slightly different route, though. It's an adult drama that focuses heavily on comedy and law. So this is not the most common combination you see. A lot of Japanese works don't necessarily touch the two or put them together. So it was a new novel concept, And it was done so well. It's hilarious. And, you know, the, you know, romance creeps in here and there as it does. And it even brings in those serious certain aspects as well. So it's one of the more modern, recognizable rom-coms out there. And it just sets the perfect backdrop for, like, changes and, you know, the topics that they cover in Legal High. And, of course, Tess brings in this funky hip-hop track for, you know, this playful yet serious, humorous yet loving drama, right?
Exactly.
The song features, you know, a mix of English and Japanese lyrics, so it's lots of fun-loving, catchy beats, playful lyrics. All of that adds to, like, the quirkiness of the show. So, also Legal High is one of my favorite dramas, J-dramas, definitely up there. The romance creeps in here and there, so, you know, if you like the subtle romance, if you're not a in-your-face rom-com person, this is a definite must-watch. And I can't believe it, but that's the end of our list of romantic comedies. So, Kuze, how was this, like, this journey through rom-coms in Japan?
Yeah, very fun, although I'm not too familiar with rom-coms, as I said in the beginning.
Do you now have recommendations? Are you going to become a rom-com fan?
Maybe. Who knows? I mean,
who knows?
Sure,
yeah.
I did get some pretty interesting recommendations, and it's always nice to have a full watch list, you know?
Oh, always. That to-watch list just needs to continuously increase. I guess that brings us to the end of this episode. Okay, wait, before we end, Kuze, how was your first episode?
I loved it. I'm looking forward to doing more, and thank you all for listening.
No, absolutely. I mean, it was so much fun, and that might be it for us, but never fear, because you can hear our brand new Artist of the Month that's about to come up. So in a few days from now, Tassie and Andy will bring you the wonders from the boy band Kanjani 8 for April's Artist of the Month episode. But I guess that's it for our journey with Japanese rom-coms. Thank you for listening. Bye.
Bye. Japan Top 10.